Hello and welcome to Animal Voices on CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto and CFBU 103.7 FM in St. Catharines. I'm your host, Daniel Angrenon. A few weeks ago, we spoke with John Fitzgerald with the Campaign for the Abolition of Cruel Sports. In that episode, we learned about the horrendous practices of fox hunting and hare coursing. It was also revealed that Ireland is in the midst of an update to its animal cruelty laws. This week, we're going to be following up the discussion with Laura Broxton of the National Animal Rights Association in Ireland. We'll be talking about some of NARA's projects, but focusing in particular on the campaign to abolish the fur trade. So welcome to the show, Laura Broxton.
Thank you very much for having me on.
No problem. So I'd like to start off and learn a bit about you. Can you tell us about your entrance into animal rights and your work with NARA?
Yes, absolutely. I've been campaigning for 10 years now. I started when I was 14. And when I was 12, I went vegetarian, then 13, vegan. By the time I was 14, I was getting actively involved in animal rights groups within the country. Then in 2007, I set up the National Animal Rights Association, and we've been going really strong ever since. We cover a wide variety of campaigns. We're out twice a week. Our numbers are growing every year, and we're one of the most active groups in the country.
That's absolutely fantastic to hear. Now, I'm sure many of our listeners are aware of what happens in the fur trade in general, you know, just a vague idea, but would you be able to tell us about what is happening in particular in Ireland?
Absolutely. Currently in Ireland, it is just mink that are being farmed for their fur, and we currently have 5 fur farms in the country. There's 2 in Donegal, 1 in Laois, 1 in Kerry, and 1 in Sligo, and about 200,000 to 250,000 of these animals are killed every year just for their fur, and their pelts are exported to other countries around Europe, such as Sweden, Denmark, and even as far as Italy, just purely for the fashion industry. Their lives are miserable. They're kept in cages the size of shoeboxes. They're semi-aquatic animals, which means they spend most of their time in water, yet they're not even given a water dish to wash in. They're forced to just drink their water from a little drip within their cage. And for food, they have to lick fish organs from the tops of their cages, and that's basically what they live on. And they are solitary animals, which means they prefer being by themselves, yet they are live their lives in rows and rows and rows of other of their own species, which drives them absolutely insane. Then when they're about 6 months old, they are killed for their fur. They are put into what's known as a killing box, 50 at a time, and because of the amount put in at any one time, when it is pumped with carbon monoxide, many of them are just unconscious, not dead, when they are being skinned, which is completely barbaric and disgusting. And, you know, last year we got so close for a ban on fur farming. The previous government wanted to ban it. It was supposed to be banned by this year, but then that government unfortunately collapsed. And the new government in place wants to keep fur farming up and running and wants to encourage more fur farms to open up. So after 10 years of trying to ban this industry and getting within inches of getting it banned, we have to start campaigning all over again. So it's a very sad time for the movement over here, but we're not giving up until we finally get rid of this.
Absolutely. And that is really unfortunate that happened. Are you planning on reusing the same process that you did before, or are you hoping on attacking the issue at a different angle considering you have a new government to address?
We're going to try and use new tactics. Like before, what we did was we had an undercover video put together. We went around politicians sending packs, talking with governments, went around all the towns that have fur farms, protesting, collecting petitions, and creating awareness about the issue. And we're going to do all of that all over again. But this time, what we're going to do is, in addition to that, is we're going to focus on protesting the industries involved in this. Much like, I don't know if your listeners are aware of the SHAC campaign, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, in the UK and the US. They focus on companies involved with the industry they're focusing on. So, for example, we'd like to get the company that gives them the carbon monoxide to stop giving them carbon monoxide. We'd like to get the people who transport the pelts to stop transporting the pelts. So we'd like to make it very difficult for the industry to continue, in addition to our protesting, outreach, and government lobbying.
Yes, from what I found on your website, it seems like there have been a lot of successes in getting these tertiary targets to stop supporting. Would you be able to talk, elaborate a bit more on your successes during this campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, one of our biggest, most successful campaigns in the country was our fur campaign. I mean, years ago, Dublin used to be full of shops selling fur. And one by one, we got them all to adopt fur-free policies. Now, there's still three shops in Dublin that sell fur, and they're furriers. That's all they sell. They own their premises. They're not obligated to respond to directors of any company or chain. So they don't really care that we're there. It's more of a hobby to them. But on high street stores and big chains, we were able, with protests and lobbying, to get dozens of shops to stop selling real fur. So at the moment, there's actually very little fur for sale in the country at all.
That's actually so cool. And I think I read somewhere, like, there's a... I forget if you said it's gone through or it's on its way, but the idea that Dublin is, like, going to be a city that sells real fur, is that correct?
That's what we're trying to do. With Dublin City Council, we've already gotten the council to ban fur within its fairs and markets. And any event it is having, fur is not allowed to be sold, which is great because there was Dublin City Council fairs like Viking fairs where they used to use real fur, wear real fur, sell real fur, and all of that is banned at the moment. And any public council-owned land, you're prohibited from selling fur now. Unfortunately, it doesn't apply to high street shops or chains at the moment, which is why the three furriers left still exist. But we're hoping, with enough lobbying, we can get an import ban on fur, which means they will not be able to sell fur because they will not be able to buy it. So that's our long-term goal, to get Dublin City Council and the government to get an import ban rather than just a council jurisdiction ban.
That's fantastic. Now, you said that things were going pretty successfully with the last government and not so much with the new government, but what has been the public response to your anti-fur campaign?
Well, at the moment, I mean, like, most people can't believe that fur farming has not been banned. I mean, the whole country were right behind this. We've had tens of thousands of signatures collected, and whenever we're protesting in town about fur, we get loads of support. I mean, you'll get the odd few negative comments, but I mean, 90% of people support us, and whenever we've gone to the towns and counties that have these fur farms, the locals are behind us all the way, give us information, want to help out. All the shops take leaflets and sign petitions. You know, there's a tremendous amount of support for a ban on fur farming, and it's just unfortunate that the current government is so backward in its views on animal welfare that they are literally the only people that want to continue, apart from the fur farmers themselves. They're very backward and not in touch or in keeping with current society at the moment.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar. Like, a close-to-home example is the Canadian seal hunt. Public response is very much against it, but the Canadian government and the sealers themselves
are on the same page,
right? And so is that the main challenge, just getting over the government, or what other challenges have you faced in this campaign?
Well, that's the main one. I mean, because it's such a small industry here compared to, say, Scandinavian countries where there's thousands of fur farms, we only have five. And out of those five, there is only 62 people employed in that industry. So it's very small. And our argument has always been that they could switch to another line of agriculture, like growing crops, doing something ethical. So it's a very small industry to crack. And again, we have, like, local support from city councillors and local people. So the only one stopping the ban and keeping us back in this time warp is the current government.
Okay. So what is on the horizon for CAFT and for NARA? What events do you guys have planned for this new year?
Well, starting from mid-February onwards, we're going to do another fur farming tour of the country. So we're going to travel all around Ireland, particularly to counties that have the fur farms, and start collecting petitions, lobbying local councillors, and getting the issue back on the agenda and back in people's minds and in the press, in the media. We're going to start it all over again and create an importance and a sense of urgency about it, because most people, when we started the campaign, didn't realize that fur farming existed. And then when we brought it to their attention, and then the subsequent government decided, yes, they would ban it, people automatically assume that it's now a non-issue. So what we want to do is let people know that, hey, you know, it didn't happen after all. The new government is to blame, and we need your help to get this ban once again. So that's our plan at the moment. Of course, we do other campaigns. I mean, in the summer, we'll be back protesting circuses as well. We protest animal testing laboratories. And we do a bit of everything, vegan outreach. But one of our most important campaigns now for 2013 will be to put a ban on fur farming back on the agenda.
And I hope that's successful. Would you be able to maybe talk about some of NARA's other campaigns? So there's the anti-circus. Would you be able to elaborate on that a little further, or any other campaigns?
Of course, yes. The circus campaign, circuses start touring in this country from about April to May till about October. And what we do is, particularly around the Dublin areas, we follow them wherever they go to protest and do leaflet drops in advance when we can, so that people, even before the circus arrives in their town, get a little information on maybe why they shouldn't attend. And what we do then is we set up protests outside the circuses to try and prevent people from going in. Maybe they'll take a leaflet, think twice about it. Because when people go, they tend to go because they want to see animals, because they do love animals, but they just don't get the bigger picture that animals do not like being in circuses, they do not like performing, they do not like crowds, and they should be in their natural environment. So it's our job to kind of connect the dots and make people think twice before they inadvertently give money to animal abuse.
Absolutely. Going back to the fur farm, you mentioned that you do a tour of the fur farms.
Yes, we do.
Have you encountered much resistance? I imagine the fur farmers there probably weren't too friendly. Any stories of confrontations?
They're not very friendly, but fortunately nothing terrible has happened yet. And what usually happens is we notify the police in advance to let them know that we're going to be there. So the police tend to turn up for our own protection mostly. So we know we can camp out there for a few hours, use our megaphones, and the fur farmers go in and out, and we know that they're not going to touch us because the police are there. Now, if the police weren't there, obviously we have to be a bit more cautious, but in general, it's quite safe.
That's pretty lucky. I know in the few fur campaigns that we've had here in Niagara, the police have been less than empathetic about our safety as protesters.
I can imagine. I mean, it depends on the area, depends on the issue, depends on the situation. But in general, we're usually quite safe.
That's good to hear. What advice would you give to anti-fur activists in other countries, such as Canada or elsewhere?
Well, my advice would be, if you can't get police to be kind of on your side or at least impartial, always bring hidden cameras or camcorders, recording devices, dictaphones, because when something does happen and bad things can happen when you're an activist and you're putting yourself out in the line and you're in the front line, it's very important to be able to have evidence to be able to bring whoever did it to court and get them arrested, bring it to a trial. Always be safe, always have backup, always have proof. And, you know, more often than not, it's not necessary, nothing happens, but always be prepared is my biggest bit of advice to activists, because it is a scary world for us out there. You put yourself out there week in, week out, and you don't know who's going to take a very strong dislike to you. And to stay safe, stay together, have each other's back, never leave a comrade behind, and do your best to stay safe while doing what you need to do.
That's absolutely fantastic advice, I think. Where can people go to find out more about NARA's campaigns such as CAFT?
Well, we have a website. It's NARA Campaigns. That's N-A-R-A campaigns.org. We also have Twitter. We also have Facebook. And we're constantly, particularly on Facebook, sending out updates and alerts. So if anyone would like to check out the page, like us, share us, and we'd always appreciate the support, because as well as protests, We send out action alerts, letter writing campaigns. So it doesn't matter if you're not an RNN, you can still help if you want to.
Great. And so do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, for any activists or even non-activists listening, it's so important to make yourself aware of the current issues that are going on in your country about animals, and make yourself aware, make those conscious decisions. If you're not vegan, look into why people are vegan. Make yourself aware. Don't go through life being ignorant about these important things, because every person makes a difference. Every activist makes a difference. Every person who goes vegan makes a huge difference to animals. So the biggest gift I think we have at the moment is knowledge, and we can use that to our advantage to make the world a better place.
That's very beautifully put. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Animal Voices is produced and broadcast in St. Catharines at CFBU 103.7 FM and since 1996 in Toronto at CIUT 89.5 FM. Thank you to our team, Aaron O'Sullivan, Neil Harvey, Kevin Tillman, Taylor Book, and Lauren Corman. You check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr pages or view our archive of around 380 shows at animalvoices.ca. And as always, feel free to get a hold of us at animalvoices@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. I'm your host, Daniel Angrenon. Thanks for listening.
Greetings, Animal Voices. It's Kevin from the Vegan Hip Hop Movement. This week's soundscape comes from The Truth, a conscious political underground hip hop artist and raptivist. That's rapper slash activist. Known around the Philadelphia area for battling inequality, poverty, discrimination, and injustice. He has performed in countless venues at concerts, colleges, marches, conferences, and benefits. Since 2006, The Truth has released 4 underground political rap albums that attack the forces that maintain the status quo. In 2006, he released The Civil Rights Movement, which was followed in 2007 by The Civil Rights Movement Part 2. 2008 saw the release of the People's Music album, on which The Truth sums up U.S. history from 1492 to present, inspired by Howard Zinn. The Truth's latest work, The Miseducation of the Masses, was released on May 19th, Malcolm X's birthday, and 2 days before Harvey Milk's birthday. This album makes the same points as his previous projects, while adding sarcasm, humor, metaphors, and a more diverse array of beats. From The Truth's The Miseducation of the Masses album, here is Freedom Fighters.
Those who know that Democrats and Republicans are both corrupt. The people who organize, the people that take action. The demonstrators, the boycotters, the protesters, the marchers, the strikers. We the real freedom fighters.
That's right, yeah, tell them, let's go, come on.
See, we the real freedom fighters. Like William Still, a freedom writer. They say just leave all our problems up to God. Make sure his name is praised. That didn't work for the Holocaust or Africans and slaves. Up to us to fight for the cause to be free. I'm the type to fight, the drug laws are obscene. Most people in prison get that path for being poor. The system traps the poor, we fight back in this class war. I'm for freedom, like CHEUEP, you and me find salutes.
Even Martin Luther King said it was time for revolution. Our values in the league, stay in mansions. They don't care about people sleeping in the streets.
They only care about themselves, they want
where I reside. They plots got us buying food genetically modified. If I kill, it's homicide, but it bothers me. The government takes thousands of lives and people's property, and they call that foreign policy. We fight for freedom till we reach inequality.
Come on. We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
Yeah. We the real freedom fighters.
Wherever you stand, fam, they want to take your land. They privatize the water, rise and profit off the dams.
Yeah,
Iraq to Palestine, profit is the plan. They keep power from the people in the ruling class hands. They keep it concentrated, most minds and elevated. You see, it's like 9 multinationals created a system where food, water, and land has a price. One night they'll charge you just to breathe the air in your life.
This is the price of not fighting the elite. We get beat.
Water, food, land, street.
They tell us they own it, then they tell us to go and vote. But take action in the street and not voting's my hope.
Yeah.
On the whole, we never vote.
We'll
get to take a poll on the force they use to take resources they stole. And the hip-hop industry's not run by multinationals. Why you think you never hear no lyrics as rational?
Think about it. The real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
In the crime of 9/11, 3,000 people died. Every day from hunger, 20,000 lose their lives. This is a crime that could be rectified by half the cost of waging a war.
That's crazy.
You can't have peace if you never feed the poor. But the elite raises with the value of greed. To be out for yourself and not people in need. They own the networks and program the mess.
That materialism's the definition of success.
It's the system, television tells lies to your vision. They say
ain't nothing's free cause we in capitalism.
Right.
Schools teach geometry, but not how a few rich families staying rich destroys the world's economy. They say rap just reflects what we face, and if you're drowning, you want a mirror to change the situation. If you make an observation, then you have an obligation.
We the real freedom fighters.
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 And what if people took their obsession with weddings and invented that energy for making poverty end?
We against immigrants coming in from new lands, but love an immigrant from Krypton, Superman.
If you rob a bank, they call that theft. If you rob a whole country, they call that the IMF.
IMF. Basically, the schools are a disgrace.
Face the fact is that they ran by the state.
We the real freedom fighters.
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 Babylon needs to fall.
All my people make conscious choices in their daily lives. Choices that affect the planet, sustainability, justice, the possibilities of a better world. We're the real freedom fighters.
The disproportionate amount of social misery, poor communities, disproportionately black and brown and red, one size doesn't fit all. Come to the black community, get yourself together, pull yourself up by your own bootstrap, personal responsibility. Oh, you didn't say that when the investment bankers were in trouble, did you? They didn't have to pull themselves up by their own bootstrap. They got $787 billion. Can you imagine giving $787 billion to poor people? It only takes $50 billion to wipe out poverty in major portions of the country, you see. Priority. 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 And that doesn't downplay individual initiative. People still need to get their acts together. But it's just not a matter of an individual initiative. You can have all the individual initiative in the world, but if you live in inner hood where bullets are flying, where families are collapsing, where jobs are disappearing, then it's going to be one out of 10,000 who do it, the Michael Jordans. It's going to be the Oprah Winfreys, you know, the highly determined, genius-like figures who will get over. But they have many cousins who deserve a fair break, a fair deal.
The family affair begins with the family, spills over into a larger community, but my love doesn't stop there. It spills over to indigenous peoples and Jews, Palestinians, Chinese, Japanese, Guatemalans, Ethiopians, and even white brothers and sisters in Appalachia trying to deal with the night side of the American empire.
From The Truth's The Miseducation of the Masses album, here is Medicare for All.
Okay, now when I say the system needs to fall, y'all say free healthcare for all.
Okay, okay.
Let's try it. The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
Yeah. Say Medicare for all is too high, too expensive. Spend 100 times more on building military weapons. There's always money for war and weapons of destruction. When priorities are whack, this snacks a dysfunction.
Come on,
the majority of people support free healthcare. Yeah. So when calling this a democracy, beware, it's not fair.
Fair.
The only ones who gain from this scam as it stands are the health insurance companies who profit from their plans.
Plans.
They profit from denying care you need for surviving, and it's thriving in Aetna, Signum, Blue Cross, and their profit over people where life's the true cost. Unrighteous practice, cause all life is priceless. People die when denied, and we rise to fight.
Come on,
45,000 a year die from the lack of it. Don't wait till it's your fan to start to act as an activist.
Come on.
Europe and Canada have free medicine and practices.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
You might think your plan from your job has you covered, but if you get laid off, the cost could take you under.
True.
If the government don't want it, then they want to take a stand. And we demand they give up their government health plan.
Plan.
They don't have it, they shouldn't. They're supposed to represent the people.
Right.
We don't have it, they don't have it. We demand to be equal. All of us created as one human family, inequality. So why do we let them get away with high robbery? In Great Britain, they don't understand our plight.
Right.
They got a lot of problems, but for care, it's not a fight.
That's
it's
right.
Like you need to pick a side. Are you for human rights?
Right.
Or are you for profit? Because I'm asking what you're tight.
Come on.
Pick a side or rise. King said this in his prime. This tragedy's not
not the few who destroyed in our time, but the vast majority who sat idly by. Called socialized medicine. Those who don't want it get no Medicare benefits. The companies will benefit from the system we presented, which should be locked in a room with a family where it's evident that their brethren is dead from it. In a way that be justice for the people that's preventing it.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
50 million people have no plan. We at risk. Our national healthcare plan lacks. Don't get sick. The best scientists, they probably could have cured cancer, but they're too busy exploring impotence to get the answer. Health's not just about relief, but prevention. You need to quarantine any toxins when they spread it. So I'm waiting for Coke, McDonald's, and Pepsi to get arrested. It's immoral and it's legal what they selling to the people. At Friendly's, KFC, Taco Bell, and Mickey D's, they sell obesity. It needs to be unlocked, the indecency. Healthcare companies profit when we eat these. They say illegal drugs are like the devil, evil. But check side effects of pills prescribed to your people. I want chlorophyll, probiotics, aloe vera, man, it's true. Don't get the vaccinations that they back for the flu. Learn about real health, organics, and GMOs. Cause they want us getting sick to pay them HMOs. The most healthy foods, it sucks, they so expensive. Like they try to kill the poor slow by selling us inventions. Kill the poor slow by food we digested. What's worth more than real food? That's prevention. Real wealth is health, real food needs your attention. EWG.org deserves a mention. Demetrix.com makes you laugh with intention.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
Free healthcare for all.
The system needs to fall.
For all.
La verdad, quien contra mí, hablo solo la verdad, es todo, quiero igualdad, no más capitalismo, no más racismo, no más homofobia. La lucha, continua.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede, si se puede.
From The Truth's album, The Miseducation of the Masses, here is Money Versus Truth.
Warning. Parts of this song are very, very, very sarcastic. For those of you not familiar with sarcasm.
Skip what you talking about. Get to the money.
People ready to go to war over what Michael Vick did. Where's the uproar for footballs made of pigskin? What Vick did, it was a terrible atrocity. But they stay killing deer and bears. Where is the equality? They kill animals that they think is not cute. Such a double standard on who they plan to shoot. Dick Cheney was out shooting quail near his place. Will he shoot anything? He shot his friend in the face. I got a sign up that says justice for all, with the stripes of the rainbow behind it on my wall. This line's for Harvey Milk, who gave his life for equal rights. You don't have to be gay to speak up for human life. I don't refer to people as black, Peruviano, or Asian. I think of what they're doing for human liberation. They killed Fred Hampton for educating gang members, but they didn't kill the plans that he had, you remember. But still, all they're saying from summer to December is
get to the money, 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 get to the money. Skip what you're talking about.
I want the money, want the car, got the women, I'm a star. I equate happiness with self-gratification. Don't care about the people's situation or liberation. If they're poor, they survive. That's just how I ride. Listen, when I'm rapping, take it in and believe this. I'm against the death penalty, look what happened to Jesus. In this country, they always saying support the troops, man, it's true. Don't forget the German support of the troops, too. Cities closed down libraries like a fund to save racism. But always money found for building new stadiums. I'm hating fundamentalists, it seems there's no changing them. Having blind faith is a mind inside cages. There was a time religion ruled, it was called the Dark Ages. Men against abortion, I feel evidently. If you're against abortion, we'll get yourself a vasectomy. In the system, the government taps phones and they listening.
Sure.
Trust the government, just ask an Indian. I don't get recognition from the masses for my rhymes. If I was at the head of three wars to lead alive, then I could expect to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Get to the money, 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 get to the money. Skip what you're talking about.
I want the money, want the car, got the women, I'm a star. I equate happiness with self-gratification. Don't care about the people's situation or liberation. If they're poor, they survive. That's just how I ride.
So overseas, we're liberating. Really, it's a situation. You go to war with a place, you decimate the population. Hard to believe, it seems hard, but they would. Try convincing people they kill them for their own good. And war on the system, people's who behind the sea. I'm hopelessly enslaved, and he believing that he free. I know people with solutions, I know groups, I know many. People give up their power thinking they don't have any. That's a lie. Email me, hit me up, we'll organize. I make heads nod, bring up and die to the lies. We need to stop terrorism and we need to see peace. They say that while terrorizing people in the streets. How could we see peace leaving so many people dead? Real peace begins when the hungry get fed. It's like two bookstores left, corporate stores too prevalent. I started to shop at more stores that's independent. A lot of people are so corrupt, it's not funny. Every time they say it, they sound like a dummy saying,
skip what you skip, what you skip, what you skip, 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 what you talking about, get to the money.
I want the money, want the car, got the women, I'm a star. I equate happiness with self-gratification. Don't care about the people's situation or liberation. If they're poor, they survive. That's just how I ride. Rappers glorify the hood, don't rap while we have a hood. Rappers glorify the hood, don't rap while we have a hood. Rappers glorify the hood, don't rap while we have a hood. Rappers glorify the hood, don't rap while we have a hood.
Skip what you skip, what you skip, what you skip, what you skip, 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 skip. Get to the truth. Get to the truth, get to the truth. Get to the truth. Get to the truth. Skip what you're talking about. Get to the truth. Skip what you're talking about. Get to the truth. 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 True.
You can learn more about The Truth and other artists at the Vegan Hip Hop Movement blogspot, Facebook, and Twitter pages.